This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 327. We have made it to the fourth film in the Jack Ryan series. We're up to The Sum of All Fears from 2002. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. I mean, you said it last time. You saw it in the theater. Yeah. So what did you think of it? Give people your first reaction. Right. And you too, Evan, if you saw it in the theater or...
Yeah, whatnot. We're not even going to give him a special... Evan's here again. Moving forward, we will just say Evan's here and he will just talk.
I'm a squatter. I'm just here.
Yes. He's essentially our third member currently. He's been the most guest, most amount of time. So, Evan's here. Yes, I saw this in the theater in 2002, but I will let you guys know, in 2002, I was only 15 years old. So I did not like this movie. I saw it with my grandma. She took me to see it because there was missiles on the poster. And, she was the original action movie guy, my grandma. It was like all she wanted to watch was action movies. So she took me to see this. I was 15 and I remember hating it. This is my first time watching it since then. So it's been a good 21 years. Since I've seen it.
Wow. Evan?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater, of course. I was a year out of high school, so I was in college, and I remember enjoying it and my first time watching it. But how about this? I own it on DVD. I never upgraded to Blu-ray or anything else.
Okay. My first time watch of this film is when they did the first pack of the Jack Ryan series without the Shadow Recruit. It was just the first four movies.
On 4K?
No, Blu-ray. Blu-ray.
Oh, I have this one with five, but on Blu-ray.
No. Yeah. I got those.
Yours was like this. Wait.
Yes, and this is four film pack. Yeah, okay. That's the first time I seen it, and that was the last time I seen it. And then I purchased the 4K upgraded because it had the new movie, and I was like, it makes sense. But that's the last time I seen this. But all right, so let's get right into the actual budget, and then we go to the critics and audience. So the budget for this movie was $68 million,
which is really
not. Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's really not bad of a budget for this type of movie, and it actually looks pretty good for that type of budget, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? For a worldwide gross of $193 million, this was successful.
Yeah.
Successful movie.
It didn't lose money. Nope. It didn't lose money. So it wasn't a blockbuster, which probably telling why there wasn't another one for a while, but it didn't lose money either. It probably went a little bit more. Plus with video at the time, you got to remember, back when those DVD sales and stuff really did a lot more for movies. A moderate success.
All right, Evan, what did you think of that, those numbers?
I'm not surprised, because at that time you also have these type of patriotic movies that kind of came out where you want to root for America after 9/11. So a lot of people were supporting this type of movies because of that. So I know a lot of people saw this movie that didn't know who Jack Ryan was, but it just had that feel good for America feeling that they went and supported it.
Okay. All right, Nate. So what did the audience and the critics think of Sum of All Fears?
Well, let me tell you about it. So far, this series or these movies have done very well. We've mentioned it. The first two had the double, like it was like 81 and 81 and 74 and 74, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. The last movie did well, right? In the 80s and 70s again. And we've reached the breaking point because these are not good. This one, as far as the critic score, it has a 22% drop down to 59% for the critics. But the audience score, a 29% drop down to 49%. So audiences seem to dislike this even more than critics. The critics is like almost fresh, 59, but the audience score just under half.
Oof.
Not good, especially when you're talking, there's never been anything less than like a 74 for either rating for the first three.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Because I think there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about this film. So let's get right into it.
I mean, we're about to talk about it and maybe they're totally wrong.
They could be wrong. Oh, they could be right.
They could be right.
Yeah, so you know what? That is the sum of all fears that we have right now. Where can it go? Which way can we go? Critics or audience? All right, let's start it all off. Now we got a new actor playing Jack Ryan. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got Ben Affleck as another young Jack Ryan here. So we're going to kick it off. Evan, since you are analyst for this episode, what do you think of young Ben Affleck in the leading role as Jack Ryan?
So first of all, if you go to look at the character himself, like Ben Affleck, if I was to put Alec Baldwin and Harrison Ford smashed together, Ben Affleck is what you're going to get. Mm. I mean, I think he kind of looks that in-betweenness. And at the time, you have Ben Affleck able to kind of become that new... This is where Hollywood was trying to push him as this main Hollywood big shot star. I think we talked about that with what's his name from Stealth, where all of a sudden, like, hey, they got some mediocre success. Let's try to make them like big stars. Mm. And this is where I think Ben Affleck himself, I think, does well with what he got, but I don't think he's as good as the other two. He comes off as, I know he's supposed to be young in his job and stuff like this. And I had to call my friend because I thought this was a prequel. And this is not a prequel. This is a reboot. And I had no clue from advertising and any stuff. And I remember I go, this was supposed to be, oh, Jack Ryan as a younger guy. It wasn't like, I thought it was a prequel. And I called my friend. He goes, it's not a prequel. I go, no, there's the timeline. It's not going to make sense at all. And I looked it up and it says reboot. So this was supposed to be a start of like, we were supposed to get another Ben Affleck kind of doing the Hunt for the Red October, like next movie and like redo some of these movies, but we didn't get that. So, but he just comes off a little like whiny. I know he's supposed to be young, but he's also whiny. And like, I think the script didn't know what to do with Jack Ryan. And then Ben Affleck didn't know what to do with the script. And I think it plays out in this movie. So it's not terrible, but it's not good. I went with the middle row. I went with a 3 out of my score.
Nice. He's learning our lingo. I love it. All right, Nate. what do you think of Ben Affleck as Jack Ryan?
All right. So far, 3 movies in, I've given a 5, a 5, and a 5. To the lead character. I'll preface it with that. I think Evan really hit the nail on the head. I don't know what he knows, you know, as far as I've never read these books, but I did like look on Wikipedia just to see, you know, like what was the release order of the books. This sure wasn't the first book. So he should be old still, but you know, they decided to change that, make him young. You know what I think? I don't think I like young Jack Ryan that much. I don't think I like it that. I like a more seasoned Jack Ryan. Like this character to me feels like he should be a more seasoned person. Like, I don't like that he's just like working in that little, it looks like he's working in a freaking newspaper room in the beginning with those other people on their little computers. Then you get Morgan Freeman, who's always great. I like Morgan Freeman in this just fine. And to be honest, John Clark by Liev Schreiber, he's a more interesting character in this movie.
Yes.
He has way less to do, but I'd rather watch him. I'm like, give me that guy. He seems cool. So Jack Ryan seems less cool in this movie. I don't think Affleck does a terrible job, but I agree, a little whiny. Does have moments, you know, like when he speaks whatever they were, Croatia or wherever, Chechnya, when he speaks the language Russian, whatever. I like that part. That was, he's like, oh, you don't speak that language, like come on. I thought that was pretty good. And he has moments where he's with his brain, when they're in the meeting and Morgan Freeman's talking, he's leaning over and he's like, no, you know, I think blah blah blah. I like that kind of stuff. But in the action stuff, I never bought that he used to be Marine or whatever. Whereas I did buy it even with Alec Baldwin. You know what I mean? So it was a little different. I gave him a 3.2. I don't think it's horrible, but it's the least good version to me.
All right. So, this is where I was chopping at the bits to talk about. Okay. I totally agree with both of you guys in terms of you guys, the pick of this new Jack Ryan, you want to call it the reboot version. I'm going to be honest, dude. I didn't like it. I did not like this version of Jack Ryan. I kind of agree with you. I do like the older version. It didn't have to be like, I'm not saying it had to be like a Harrison Ford version of Jack Ryan. No, I think he needed to be in his 30s to like 35 or 38, 39.
Like 40.
Yeah, just 40s 40. Or something.
40 in good shape.
Yeah.
That's how he should be.
I did not like him in this movie at all. I agree with you guys. He was whiny. You know, it's funny. Alec Baldwin's performance and Harrison Ford, and I know it's due to script writing because those are people knew about the character, so I can't put it much on Ben Affleck, but he's the one who's presenting him on the screen. I did not like the scene that he's like, he comes over from banging Kathy and all of a sudden he's about to go into this big meeting and he's like, oh, take off your jacket, take off your suit. And I was like, what? First of all, this dude knows where he's going, right? Like, he knows he's gonna meet the CIA. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna go there looking like me, like a bum. And he's like, what? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Let me get it. And he looks at him going, oh, sorry. Like, I took your shit. Like, I gotta go into this thing looking like a bum. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that. Yeah.
I was going to say, it goes against anything he trains from the military.
Yeah.
Anyone from the military knows that you're coming dressed.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You come dressed for the job, and there's no way he's walking in with that.
Yeah, like a bum. Like he's more of a tech in that way, yeah, where he's just dressing like normal. And I agree with you, Evan. He's very precise. That's what I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like when he wakes up, even when you see it on a TV show, he does his morning rowing on the lake of Washington, D.C. He's like rowing a freaking thing, doing his exercise, looks proper. Then he goes into the office in a tuxedo. Here, he's just, I'm going to do that. You
know what? No, you're making a good point. And this is exactly why I feel like he didn't feel like he was ever in the military, this version of him. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's like kind of schlubby.
Yeah.
He's like a schlubby.
Like when he gets a gun?
He looks horrible with a gun.
John Clark, he gets with the gun. He's like looking at it like it's foreign. Like, I don't use guns. Am I going?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. I like some of the stuff I didn't like as much with that stuff. Anyway, I don't want to hold this back. I gave him a 2. I thought he was decent. And again, scoring of 2s is different from the other viewers. Like my 2 is a decent. It's not bad or nothing. It's just, I think that character is a 2, to be honest with you. So I was like, I didn't like it.
I give you a 2. You kind of suck.
Your 2 is a you suck ass. Yeah. But anyway, my 2 is a decent. So I gave him a 2. I wasn't feeling this reboot version of Jack Ryan at all. Oh, and then the fact is that I guess it pisses me off. We have the first film that we have not got James Greer in it at all. His one of his closest friends in the CIA. There's no James Greer, and they switched him out with John Clark, which he never met. Well, then again, this is a reboot, so kind of makes sense. They've met now. So, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
John Clark would have been the main star. Huh? Leah Schreiber was way cool.
I was going to bring this up under storyline, but John Clark was written correctly in this movie. When he walks in, not holding an umbrella in the rain, and Morgan Freeman goes up and talks to him, say, hey, he goes, I thought I was out. You have this rich background with barely any words of this character. And he just
Liam Schreiber.
Yeah, he just pulls it off. Like, you don't need him to say anything, and he gets John Clark, I think, down to a T.
Yeah,
I loved him.
I liked him a lot. I agree with Nate. I would have watched a whole movie with John Clark, especially when he was like, man, you told me that I don't have to do this no more. He goes, no, I don't need to. He goes, I don't need you to do what we tell you to do. He's like, I just need this information. He was like, and then at the end, you see him going, I said, oh, I love it. They should have showed it. This is blood everywhere. And I was like,
and when he talks to that guy, the scientist's mom, and how he was just so charming.
Yeah, so nice.
You know, and so nice. It's like, going, this is the John Clark that we need. Yeah. Where I think William Dafoe's John Clark, we never got that aspect. He's just here and he's a badass. But this is the John Clark when you read the stories and how talented he was at being a spy and a soldier and doing all that. You get that in this movie. And you get very little of it. So
yeah, well, it's not the Michael B. Jordan version, but yes. No. All right, so there you go. We got a 2 for me, 2 threes here. All right, lead villain. I'm going to let Nate take away with that one.
Clyde Drexler. No, his name is Richard Dressler. Richard. All right. Speaking of, if you get a 2, you kind of suck. I gave this guy a 2. I gave this villain a 2. Mm. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I'm going to keep this simple. He's barely in the movie. This guy's barely in the movie. He's a mastermind type villain. So, you know, he's not really fighting. He does nothing action wise. And then he gets blown up in a car bomb at the end. Okay. The only reason I didn't give him a 1 is that I do think his plot, genius. I think as far as setting up a war between America and Russia so that they get rid of each other, so that they could like re-bring up the Nazi party or whatever, that's cool. I was cool with it. So like, I like the plot, and because his idea wasn't that stupid in my opinion, I gave him a 2. But other than that, he's in like 4 scenes and he doesn't really interact with too many people and he's really lame. So I gave him a 2.
Evan.
If we're just talking about that one guy, he's a 2. But I also include what's his name who buys the bomb and then sells it. Oh,
isn't like a South African guy or something.
Yeah, that actor. And I got, and then the other henchman when he kills the guy who wants to leave the plot and just him brooding. I love those type of henchmen because I grew up watching James Bond. You know what I mean? So I gave it a 3 because I included all 3. But truly, it's mediocre. And the fact that they're neo-Nazis was totally a safe cutting out of where they're like going, okay, we just had 9/11. We don't know. Neo-Nazis are safe to make a bad guy. And so that's what we're going to pick because they're easy to be a baddie in our movie.
Olsen is that guy's name, by the way. Olsen.
Yeah. Okay. I liked him. I thought he was decent to the storyline. Like when he tells the father, I'll pay you this much for your son who got sick, who's being sick from radiation poison. And the guy was thankful. And then he goes and sells it for millions of dollars or whatever. So I gave it a 3 as the villains. Nothing fabulous, but
all right.
Okay.
Oh man. All right. I'm going to give this a flat 1. I'm going to give it a 1. I agree with Nate. I went with the guy who didn't do shit the whole movie. I mean, even the Olsen character, he was kind of whack. Like, I mean, all he did was he brought a bomb and then at the end he's doing this. And then he gets his throat slit. Like, oh, great. Like, yeah. I didn't like him much, honestly.
By John Clark.
Yeah, but yeah, by John Clark. Like, he knew where he was. But he got his ass blown up, that old dude. And then you had another scene where he's talking amongst other masterminds too, but he really didn't do much in the film. I agree with Nate. I'm not going to go all crazy, but he was kind of whack at the end of the day. But I will say, though, this is the first movie that we seen 300 and something that they literally detonated an atomic bomb in the States. So that I give it like props to, because I normally you never see like these movies ignite a nuclear warhead in a public place.
That's why he gets a 2. Because he gets a 1. That. He did accomplish something, a part of it.
Yeah, goal. He did. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, I give him a 1. I wasn't too crazy with him. All right, so 1 for me, 2 for you, 3 for Evan. All right, here we go. This is going to be weird, but action scene. All right, Nate, take it away with action scene.
Okay. Give it to Mr. Action Guy himself, Nate.
I think Alec...
Alex is the other.
Sorry, guy. I was going to say, I know, but guy. I think Alex summed it up with the said action scene.
Yes.
He didn't say scenes.
There's an explosion in this. There's a big explosion in this. A nuclear bomb goes off at a football game. This pissed me off because this is a sidebar. this is a sidebar. But okay, so I guess they saved a little money, you know, $68 million budget. We're like, we're not going to use any NFL teams. We have these make-believe teams like the Lightning Bolts versus the Dingbats or whatever it was.
The Lightning
and they're in Baltimore. And this happened in Geostorm. I actually root for the Baltimore Ravens in real life, and their football stadium is not a dome. There's no dome stadium in Baltimore. So there's like little inaccuracies. Like, come on, at least just put an outside football stadium, whatever. So that was annoying. Number 2, the explosion's kind of cool. I wish they showed it, like, I don't know, more like in the stadium or something like that. But it's kind of just an aftermath. Like, you see it blow up from afar. I do like when all those hospital workers get like when Kathy gets blasted. That was awesome. She's just like chilling. Yeah. Boom, blasted. It is pretty cool. And then you get like the helicopter getting blown away, Morgan Freeman and the airplanes. Okay, it was cool. Other than that, you get a bunch of almost action scenes, like John Clark is creeping around this thing. And I'm like, oh, baby, here we go. We're going to get a nice, nope, no action. Ben Affleck comes up behind him. They speak, give me your sneakers. I'm like, what? He robbed me. He robbed me of my action scene. He slits his throat. It's not very exciting. A car blows up at the end. I gave it a 2. It's not a lot of action. And the 2 is just for that nuclear blast because it was pretty well done.
Mm-hmm. All right, Evan.
I gave it a 1. As simple as that. I actually did not like the nuclear blast because if it was truly a nuclear blast, I think we would once again see more. No one talked about radiation poison. Maybe I think I heard it on about the fallout, but it didn't really. No one cared.
It seemed like they were all going to be fine. Whoever survived.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't have a great big impact. Like, none of the action has an impact on the story at all. Jack Ryan is a guy who looks lost and clueless in this whole movie when it comes to action. Like, I truly gets when John Clark throws him a gun and the look he gives, like, why are you throwing me a gun? Like, and then when he finally walks away, he does like, oh, I know how to use a thing, but it was so lame. I didn't like it at all.
What's this?
Yeah, look, when it comes to action, I'm going to be really honest with you, boys. I gave this sucker a one.
Okay.
It's really, and I agree with Evan on this one. It was lame. Like the bomb explosion, look, for my thing is, I like to see visually the bomb go off. They didn't show you the bomb go off. All you saw was the, like Nate said, the after effects of the remnants of it. Like you see Kathy about to waltz in window, it's like, boom, the windows blast, or, you know, and then you get to see all the what is it called? The force, like the second wave winds and all that crap. Like what it produces.
The aftershock, right?
Yeah, the aftershock. Yeah, that stuff. You get to see more of that than the actual bombing going off. And I was like, yo, this is kind of lame. Like, and the thing is, and I told my wife, I said, this is how bullshit this is. The president is in the building, right? And he's like, first, this scene gets me so mad. Now I understand why I didn't go back to see it. He goes, his phone is going off in the stadium. Morgan Freeman's like, what? And he's like, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, what are you saying? He's like, the bomb came off the shipment in Baltimore. And he was like, what? And also he looks at the scoreboard and it's like, Baltimore. And then he was like, and then he gets up all slow motion and he's like, we got to get out of here. And then he's calling for a helicopter. And I was like, this is so dumb. Then they peel off, right? And I was like, oh, why are they going to peel off? And this dude was like 100 miles away from that stadium when the bomb went off. And I'm like, how is this even possible? He should have been like in the middle of that explosion. And especially during like a like traffic. You can't tell me Baltimore don't have traffic coming out of that stadium. Like, I mean, regardless if it's the president, you're still going to hit traffic.
No. To my knowledge, they would have a clear freeway because the vice president was just up in Sacramento where I live. And literally they closed down the whole freeway.
Yeah, but he's at a football game. You can't close a whole lane while he's sitting down.
Oh, yeah, they do, but they get
football.
Private. They get, yeah, they do. They put out the cop car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they in that situation, I don't know. I just felt like that scene was way weird. Like he just ended up in a field of dirt and then it just flipped over. And I was just like, wow. I was like, that stadium was like all the way that way. And he ends up driving this way. Like, I was just like,
he had Speed Racer also, as a driver.
How the heck did Morgan Freeman die? But Ben Affleck was in a helicopter and crashed and flipped over and rolled over. And he lived. He's fine.
Yeah.
Because you needed James Greer and the second one. That, I mean, that's the only thing, because Morgan Freeman was not James Greer. And that's the only, you have to kill him off.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they didn't make him James Greer, because he's literally this almost the same character as James Earl Jones played. Yep. And I'm like going, how is this guy not James Greer?
He was perfect. And dude, he would have been perfect as James Greer.
Yeah.
I liked him. Anyway, yeah, that scene irked me. And I agree. That other scene in the whatever the hell they was looking at for the bomb, that another dumb scene. I was just like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, I didn't like it. I wasn't too crazy. I gave it a one. I wasn't All right, storyline. Evan, take away storyline.
I'm having a hard time. It's a two. It's a two. I'm just going to say it's there. It's a two. The storyline is so confusing. And if you think about it as a movie, kind of here, these neo-Nazis want this bomb that they've been looking for and the perfect planning. But how long have they been planning? Like you have way more questions. And then they're trying to blame it on the Russians. And I just don't feel they ever bring it overall. Like they almost get you to go, I like the idea, I understand where you're going, but you don't know how it all connects by the end of the movie. Like, you know what I mean? Because I think they had to change it with the neo-Nazis instead of just making them a Russian, say I'm a Russian acting outside of the Russian authority or whatever government, and I'm trying to do this and start this war so I can make tons of money. So I think we don't get enough questions for the overall plot of why we're doing it. And I also don't think we get enough Jack Ryan and why, besides he's a guy I wrote a paper on again. Like, we've seen that. Like, oh, this is Jack Ryan. Like, he's here. Like, it doesn't fit. It just doesn't flow as well as the other movies we've watched of Jack Ryan. So I gave it a two.
Neat.
Well said. There's a couple of elements that I do like in this story, honestly. Again, I like the villains overall kind of plot. I do like the stuff with the two presidents. with James Cromwell and Cyrene Hines. You know, like, I think the third act of this movie is probably the best part of it. And even with that, it's just okay, honestly. But I like the little, them going back and forth, and you know, they blow up the, oh, I forgot. See, that action gets it too, because they blew up that ship in the sea also, that warship or whatever. So there's a couple more explosions there, but yeah, not a lot. But I did like that sort of like little back and forth. But other than that, I agree with Evan. It is like not, it's a little confusing at times. There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of characters in this, but like they're ultimately like inconsequential. You know what I mean? They almost introduce, especially a lot of the U.S. like the government guys. You remember in the last movie where the Henry Zerny's character, he's like, you know, we're gonna do the secret war, and like they matter. Here it seems like they're gonna have these other like Secretary of Defense or whatever but no, they ultimately they just don't really matter. They don't really do anything, and then the two presidents are like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna believe this guy. And we'll wrap it up here. So overall, I gave it a 2. It's pretty weak. It's not like god awful, but it's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I agree with you guys. I gave it a 2. I thought it was boring at times. I was sitting there and I was like, man, this thing is lengthy. I agree with Evan. I was lost halfway through the movie myself. I was like, what the hell are we even watching? Like, the story wasn't even engaging. At least the first 3 movies, you were into the film. You're like, holy crap, is Jack Ryan going to save the guys that were left behind in the third movie? You know, what's going to happen in the second movie? He's gonna get his revenge. And then what's gonna happen with the submarine in the first movie? This movie, I didn't know what the hell I was watching. I was like, okay, so we're gonna go to war because I don't know, like, you set off a nuclear warhead, United States is gonna bomb whoever the hell they think did it. Like, they're not gonna take forever to wait because Jack Ryan said not to. Like, and that's what I felt like the plot was. So it was like uninspiring, because I'm like, in reality, the president from the United States will bomb Russia if a nuclear went off and they thought it was them. At the end of the day, if they think it's them, they're gonna bomb the shit out of them regardless. They're not gonna wait like 5 days to retaliate. It's like, wait a minute. We killed millions of dudes? Hell freaking no. We're retaliating right now. And I felt like the storyline was not plausible. The only thing that was awesome was Kathy Ryan. Oh, Lord almighty, she is hot. Out of all of you, she was gorgeous. I was like, wow, she was really gorgeous. I liked her character. Again, another movie, they did not utilize Kathy at all. They just threw her there to throw her there. I was just like, what a waste of paper with her, because it just, to me, I felt like the character was useless. He didn't care for her. She bombed. She was near ground zero, and there's no scenes of him going, oh my God, I gotta get to Kathy. None of that. He was just like, what happened? Is the president out of here?
He did love her, but there was that line earlier. They only went on like 4 dates.
So huh?
They only had gone on 4 dates.
If you would see like other stuff with like, they're really, really close. So like if a nuke would have went off, look at what happened in Patriot Games. When he's like, get off the highway, and then he sees the damn smoke in the distance. That dude started going through cars. Like, he was like,
just for comparison, they are marrying with kids.
I was going to say
4 times. They probably...
Yeah, but I bet even in the books when they're younger, I think they were really, really in love.
Jack Ryan gets hyper focused, and so he does forget, and that's part of the reason why his wife wants him to retire from the CIA.
See?
Because he gets so focused on what he's doing.
And get her.
Well, if she looked that fine, I'm like, yo, what's up, okay? Where's my cat?
That's why we don't have you working with the CIA.
Damn right.
Exactly. We don't get blown up because he'd be worried about cat.
Oh my god,
where's my Kathy?
Where's my Kathy? I'm not getting out here until my Kathy's on the plane. Oh my god. But yeah, okay. So I gave it I wasn't too crazy with the storyline. Give it a 2. You guys gave it a 2. All right, let's get to overall. What's your overall?
Well, you said something that I saved for this section.
Oh.
And that is that this movie is really boring. It's a really boring movie. And this is why I didn't like it when I was 15. And that's why I didn't like it now. It is boring. The last, like I said, the third act, I like the little back and forth. I'll say it's decent. Other than that, it is so boring. And I looked up this director because I was like, let me see what else this guy directed. And there's one movie that really... listen, there's one movie that really summarizes this movie. Okay. He directed a Kevin Costner classic, an actual classic called Field of Dreams. And Field of Dreams is a great film. But one thing you wouldn't say it is exciting. It's not an exciting movie.
It's long.
It's slow paced. Mm-hmm. It's leisurely. And those are not things that I want with my CIA political thrillers. You know what I mean? I don't want leisurely paced old guys. And that's what you get in this movie. It is very boring. Again, John Clark, cool character, could have been, literally, if they just showed him do action scenes, like even if they just did him do the action scenes and that's it, it could have been better. But no, again, he doesn't even do it. So I gave it a 2 overall. It is well made. You know what I mean? Like it is well directed. It's good cast, good acting. So I can't say one. It's not garbage. But as this franchise, it's definitely the worst one so far. And it's boring. So I gave it a 2.
All right. Evan, what you got?
So I actually like this director on his other stuff. So he did Miracle. I've watched Miracle many times, as we were talking about. It's about the U.S. hockey team beating Russia. And I think that's kind of how he gets this movie, because you're like, he's patriotic, 2000 and, you know, 9/11 happened and all, like, get this guy, he knows how to accept that.
You got him mixed up. The guy who did Miracle did our next movie.
Oh, he did our next movie? Yeah. Oh, shoot, then I don't like this guy. What did this guy do? Fill the drinks? That's all? I thought it was Miracle. Oh, shoot.
He did Field of Dreams. He did Field of Dreams. He did one episode of Band of Brothers and an episode of
Then I jumped ahead.
Yeah, he was like, I love this director. He's so good.
He's pretty good.
Wait, what?
I hate him. I like Field of Dreams. I think Field of Dreams. Ben Affleck was supposedly on the first day of shooting was nice working with you again with this director, because he was, him and Matt Damon were extras in the stadium while filming.
Oh, okay.
So he made that. So they showed up and was in that movie. You could see him supposedly. I'm going to be honest. You're automatically almost always going to get a point just because you say Jack Ryan. That's how much I love the character. But this movie sucks. All the American politicians, the president and everyone, they are so stereotypical. There are so, and they have some of the worst lines. I could have watched, like, you know, all the political dramas on TV that had better lines than this. And that opening scene with them doing the drill, and then they look at each other and smile because he has to go. What a lame. I hated that. It's like going, he wouldn't have taken the phone call. And we already knew it was so bad. And then the fake, and you got every like known, like kind of secondary actor ever in that time period in this movie playing these things, and they're all like overacting. I gave it a 2, and it's really a 1, but it gets a bonus point because it has Jack Ryan in it. So there you go.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to hold this up. I gave it a 2. I thought it was a boring movie. At the end of the film, I was like, yo, this is the reason why I didn't go back and watch it. I didn't like it at all. All I remember was the nuclear bomb going off, and I was like, oh, that was cool. Other than that, I was like, this movie stinks. I didn't like the fact that they didn't give you an indication, even on that poster, that this was a Jack Ryan movie. It would look like just a generic action movie coming out. Like, they didn't give you a little subler going, Jack is back. Like, it's so corny line or something I would have went with. But yeah, I don't like this reboot. And I'm happy they didn't continue on with the franchise with this version of Jack Ryan. It was lean. So give it a 2 across the board. All right, guys, what is your total point going across the board? Evan.
11.
Whoa.
That's low.
11. That's low. All right. Nate, what's your total point?
11 also.
Whoa. Okay. Well, I'm an 8.
Single digits.
I'm a single digit God. Guy this week. I'm at an 8.
Those are rare these days, single digits.
That's rare. And you know, it kind of saddens me because I did enjoy the first 3 a lot, like the films. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're going to have a clunker in one of these damn movies. So Ben Affleck got the short end of the stick in this one. All right, Nate, what is coming up next on Zipacus?
Well, let me tell you about it. So next episode, Evan will be back, as we mentioned, and we will be doing the final movie in our Cops and Robbers month, and that's going to be Pride and Glory with Edward Norton and Colin Farrell. And then next week, we're wrapping up our Jack Ryan series with Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. Upon my research, I discovered this is not based on any book. It's just make-believe, I think. I think it's just made up with the character. So we're going to be doing this, the make-believe Jack Ryan and Pride and Glory. Those are our next two episodes.
All right. Evan, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Thank you.
All right. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram. That is our home of our live streams now. We're going to be back live streaming this week, Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern at Nateflix Reviews Instagram page. After that, the following week, he's with his friends doing his live stream. They're also on his Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends, Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks for anything Action Movie Guys, or head over to our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.